Welcome to episode 18 of the One Life, One You podcast. My name is Nick Sherman. Today's episode, we're going to talk about protein and specifically plant-based protein. How much protein do you need? How much can you get by on? And protein sources outside of animals. Let's get into it. Thanks for listening. No one cares about your protein intake until you become plant-based, vegetarian, vegan, or anything like that. No one cares until you go that way, and then everybody's worried about your protein intake. Why? They think that you can't get protein unless you're eating steak, chicken, fish, beef, or anything like that. I'm here to tell you there are plenty of options out there, plenty of choices where you can get a ton of protein. But first, let's kind of break down why you need protein, why it's important to have in your diet, and how much you actually need day to day. Everyone needs the proper amount of protein in their diet every single day. You don't want to fall into a deficiency. Protein helps build muscles, tendons, organs, skin, as well as enzymes, hormones, and a bunch of other body functions. So you definitely do need protein every day, and you need it in your diet every day. The amount, it's probably overhyped with supplement companies telling you you need super high amounts of protein. But really, the average person probably needs between 0.5 to 1 gram of protein per body weight. So if you take me, for example, as around a 200 pound man, I probably need minimum 100 grams of protein, maximum somewhere around 200 grams of protein every day for my body type. The less you weigh, the less kind of protein you will need day to day. But it kind of does vary depending on your day-to-day activity and goals, age, everything like that. If you want to put on more muscle size and you have more physique goals, you may need some more protein. If you don't have those type of goals, you don't need as much. And if you're not as active, you don't need as much. Having a good amount of protein does help with weight loss, muscle building, and stuff like that. So you do need it, but the amount varies from person to person. The trap that people kind of fall into is thinking that vegetarians and vegans and people who are more plant-based are automatically protein deficient, sickly. They're not going to be able to gain muscle. They're not going to be able to have the body goals that they may want because they're not eating the chicken, fish, beef, and all the kind of normal protein sources that are out there, like milk and eggs. When people aren't having that, people think, oh, your diet's completely messed up. I'm here to tell you, that's not true. And I wanted to kind of go into more plant-based proteins because plant-based diets in general are becoming among the fastest growing diet trends in the world, shooting up in percentages over the last couple years. More and more people are looking for substitutions for animal-based proteins. And with that, stores and companies are becoming more aware of this, and the options are becoming more and more accessible. A lot of markets and grocery stores have sections just for plant-based options. So there's plenty of options out there that you can go find, pick up, and try out. I wanted to kind of break down a few kind of whole food protein options out there that you can kind of pick up in any supermarket, grocery store, anywhere without you even knowing that they were high in protein. So I'll give you a few items, break down how many grams of protein is it per serving, and then we'll talk about some of the other kind of brands and options out there that are popping up now. Let's start with the foods that's always been in supermarkets and grocery stores that are high in protein without you even really knowing. We'll start with beans, black beans, kidney beans, red beans, chili beans. Protein intake for those is 1 cup has anywhere from 12 to 15 to 16 grams of protein per serving. You can go and have peanut butter or almond butter or any of the nut butters. One tablespoon of that brings you 8 grams of protein. You can go hemp seeds, 1 tablespoon of that has 5 grams of protein. A cup of quinoa brings you 11 grams of protein. Chickpeas for just a half a cup brings you 7 grams of protein. Peanuts for a half a cup brings you 20 grams of protein. Almonds, nut seeds, stuff like that for a half a cup is bringing you 16 grams of protein. Lentils, 1 cup, 17 grams of protein. That's all basic stuff that's in your everyday grocery store that can get you a lot of protein intake right there. And a couple of choices that's becoming more and more popular and popping up in more and more retail grocery stores. Items like tofu will get you 10 grams of protein per half a cup. Seitan for 4 ounces, it can get you 24 grams of protein. That's the same as chicken or beef or anything else like that. Same thing with tempeh. 4 ounces of that will get you 24 grams of protein. So that's about 10 or 11 whole food options that are popping up or already in a lot of grocery stores now that are yielding high amounts of protein per serving. Another item that I've been seeing pop up more and more in different places have been plant-based protein mix or plant-based protein supplements. I've seen anywhere from 10 grams per serving to 24, 25 grams per serving of a protein mix. That's just as good as any whey or milk-based or beef-based protein mix I've seen. They've been becoming more and more popular in stores like GNC. You get them on Amazon or Target or Walmart. I've been seeing them pop up more and more as kind of a post-workout shake or a kind of meal replacement shake. Plant-based protein mixes have been popping up more and more. There's also been a lot of brands popping up and becoming more and more popular as more people are demanding plant-based proteins. Probably one of the top brands have been Beyond Meat. They have anywhere from beef-free crumbles looking like ground beef. That's bringing you about 12 to 13 grams per serving. They have meatballs bringing you about the same amount per serving. They have chicken-free, chicken-like strips that actually brings you 20 grams per serving. They have Beyond Meat, Beyond Burgers bringing you 20 grams per serving, all plant-based protein. Gardein has a bunch of stuff, meatballs, ground meatless products, sausage. Morningstar has breakfast foods, burgers, chicken strips. Audi's even has a full line of vegetarian and vegan options now, from soy burgers to black bean burgers to Italian sausage and hot dogs to meatless chicken patties. There's been a lot of stuff popping up and a lot of brands popping up with the demand for more plant-based protein. Amazon has a bunch of stuff on their website. Target has been adding more and more vegetarian and vegan options to their store. Walmart has a bunch of stuff now. Supermarkets like Fresh Grocer and Acme and ShopRite have been adding more and more sections of plant-based protein. Of course, the regulars like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods always have stuff. Audi's has a line of stuff. There's a lot of options now for plant-based protein. People are looking at being vegetarian or being a vegan as a more healthy diet and a easier way to be healthy. It's a lot easier than it probably was maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago being a vegetarian or vegan, because the demand is so high that options are popping up more and more. If you wanted to give it a try, I say now is a great time to try it because the options are so wide. There's so many choices now. It's not like you're just eating nuts and seeds and being a vegetarian. You can go to the market, you can go to restaurants, and there are actual options for you to eat and enjoy, all while getting your proper amount of protein that you need day to day. So why not give it a try? I've been vegetarian officially for more than a year. Day to day, I'm looking at cookbooks and on Pinterest for ideas and meals and recipes for plant-based meals. I've done vegan pancakes and chili and taco bowls. There's a lot of food out there. You can feel more energized going more plant-based. You can feel better. Your skin will look better. You'll be less bloated. I say it's worth giving it a try. There's plenty of options out there. You won't be protein deficient because there's a lot of high protein options now. Let me know if you give it a try. Let me know if you thought this podcast and this episode was helpful to you. Let me know what your favorite plant-based protein is. Love to hear from you. Again, episode 18, plant-based proteins. Like, share, comment. Let people know. Let me know if you're going to give a plant-based diet a chance soon in the new year. I know a few people who's already doing it. Let me know. Thanks for listening. My name is Nick. One life, one you.